When the IRS started asking taxpayers for Social Security numbers for claimed dependents, a funny thing happened. Several million dependents disappeared. Oh, the things people will do for a deduction. People have even tried to claim their dogs and cats. Someone even tried a Cabbage Patch doll. Tax preparers have seen it all. Day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary is not a certified public accountant, but she sure knows some of them, and she's good on financial advice. As we approach tax day on April 15th, Michelle has gathered some stories of tax deductions from members of the California Society of CPAs. Michelle, I understand one CPA told you that an elderly woman tried to claim as dependents her dead parents. What was she doing?
Well, she was trying to get that deduction. I mean, you know, it was so original. And the problem was she was reading the tax code or tax law, you know, literally. You can claim a parent or grandparent as a dependent, but there's a strict test. There's five of them. And one of them is income. And she said, well, they don't have any income. But under law,
one would think that another one would be they'd have to actually be alive.
Well, you know, the IRS did sort of say, you got to be alive. Well, actually, in this case, the CPA said, my dear, you cannot claim your deceased parents.
Here's something that could be a little sensitive for, well, me, for instance. How about work-related deductions people try to claim?
Well, one of the big things is people try to claim clothing for work. Now, Alex, as handsome as you are, I don't think you can claim your clothes because we don't see you. But many people try to claim business suits and they say, well, you know, I only wear them to work. Well, the IRS says, no, 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 no. You cannot claim it. It has to pass the ordinary street test. And the two tests are it's required by your employer and you can't wear it anywhere else. So that would be like a policeman's uniform. So you can't claim those business suits or dresses.
How does the IRS view all these kind of creative deduction attempts? Do they have a sense of humor over there?
They don't have a sense of humor when it comes to these creative tax deductions. If you got some deductions that you can technically take them. But when it comes to claiming deceased parents or your business suits or things like that, which are just not allowed, they don't have a sense of humor.
Well, how strict are they when they come after you about something like a business suit deduction? They're not going to send somebody to jail for that, are they?
What you'll have is a penalty. You'll have to pay back the taxes if you owe taxes because of that deduction. And also penalties.
I have to ask you, I saw a news service story in the last few days that says corporate audits are down over the last few years. What about individuals? If someone is concerned about an audit, how concerned should they be? What's the chances of being audited for an individual?
Well, actually, the chance is very low. Lots of people think it's high. It's about 1% or less of individuals being audited. What will increase the chance of you being audited? Things that throw out red flags. For example, those 1099s that we get for income that's not reported in your W-2, if they don't match up, so the IRS gets a copy, as do you. Now, if you don't report that income, that's going to send up a red flag, and you may get audited because of that.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's also the author of a new book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. She's not a tax expert, but she can answer questions on all things financial, which is what she'll do here next week. More listener questions. Michelle, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Oh, it's my pleasure.